Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you, and thank you again for tuning into the I Self-Reflect podcast. My mission in all this is to share my love, my overstandings about perceptions, the human mind, and have us all elevate and connect with each other. And more importantly, connect with ourselves. Hence, I Self-Reflect. So with that said, let's just jump right in and mind jam. Today, I want to talk to you about human hacking. Human hacking. You definitely heard that correctly. And I must say, I actually don't like that humans can be hacked, aka programmed. It's a fucking trippy thing to wrap your mind around. But honestly, we can be influenced on how to feel and how to act. I'm talking about words, imagery, mannerisms, and social cues that are delivered to us. And they actually dictate to us on how to feel. Our brains pick up this as a real life experience and emotions that actually affect us in our everyday lives. I want you to think about this for a second. You know, watching like an hour to 2-3 hour long movie, or even a TV show bender that where you just get trapped in it and all of a sudden like 8 to 10 hours are just gone. You're just being so fully immersed into this zone of state of being, concentrated with all your attention and focus on a screen. This sort of thing actually, if you think about it, hypnotizes you. In a way, it dictates your thoughts and sometimes your actions, your emotional being. Think about this. A hypnotherapist, what do? They dictate an imagery in your head and they guide you to a certain train of thought. Relate that to like a movie or a TV show and go from there. Now, I want you to think about how much time you actually spend in front of a screen or even television. And on top of that, think about when you're even younger than you are now. How long were you in front of a screen or the TV as a child? Now, think about all the programming you were actually born into. It's fucking nuts. And on a grand theory, think about even the people you surround yourself with and have your daily conversations with. You're each, in a way, hypnotizing each other. The body cues, the mannerisms, the words. You ever just have a conversation for several months long with somebody and then you stop seeing them? But then when you start a new conversation with somebody else, you start saying the certain words your friend used to say, whether it was a quote or just a one-liner or something. You get the point, right? Nonetheless, that's just food for thought to start this off. What I really want to talk to you about is the emotions behind our thoughts and understanding who makes us who we are at this very moment. Feelings are a chemical memory. Think about this. When we hurt, we remember how we felt, whether it was yesterday or 20 years ago, whatever it might be. We remember it. When we remember those feelings of a past event, that same chemical reaction takes place in the here and now, and we feel the same correspondent emotions and chemical reaction as it took place right now. This brings us to a very important part of the human brain, the hippocampus. It's located in the medial temporal lobe and is connected with the amygdala, which is where emotions are given meaning, remembered, and attached to associations and responses to them, aka emotional memories, which controls and regulates motivation, energy, learning, and memories. What? Yeah, exactly. So how might you control this, right? Because shit, this is something else. Now, without this, you might be thinking or saying, well, honestly, this is who I am, right? Your memories, your learning throughout the years, your emotional states, right? This is a reason why you act the way you act or do certain things, right? And then on top of that, your motivation. So this is everything, right? So holy fuck. You're fucking pretty much right. This is how we kind of define as our identity to ourselves of who we are, our certain being within ourselves, how we see ourselves. But the catch 22 in this process is trying to control this part of your brain is very fucking uncomfortable because it's pretty much stopping, quote, like your automatic thoughts. Think about it. Your emotions, your memory, your motivations throughout the whole year, all those years that got built up to create this person, the identity of you, the being. It's all automatic thoughts. It's second nature now, right? How do you stop those automatic thoughts? Man, normally this is a hard thing to do. And thus, anything that's hard for us as human beings always makes us feel uncomfortable. But we just can't compare the future to any past feelings. That's pretty much the short answer. But let's go into it, right? We must leave behind the thoughts and emotional sensations of the past to move to the future and change. If we're having the same feelings every day, that means we're not having any new experiences. Put it into context like this. New experiences equals new emotions. We are actually addicted to our body and our emotions. You ever try to change some shit about you and you're just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Your body is a fucking pattern animal and it wants to stay there. Anything new or uncomfortable, you're just going to be like, fuck no, I don't know what that is. We are addicted to our body and our emotions. Now we can make our brains work better. Because you know why? Our brains is a fucking muscle. We just have to exercise it as such. Literally, our mind and our bodies are one. They feed off each other. We have the ability to make a thought become the only thing that is real to us. Now, if you just listen to the past few minutes of this conversation, let me repeat this again. We have the ability to make a thought become the only thing that is real to us. Now with that, we are literally capable of making a new mind. How? Well, be clear on what you want. Your behavior has to meet your interior goal. Your actions have to match your intention, your attentions to everything that you do. The mind and body then don't have the same chemical actions attached to it. That's called breaking the cycle there, right? The mind and the body then doesn't have the same chemical reactions attached to it. So it's a new feeling, right? A new change. Our thoughts and reactions keep us being the same person. Our identity wants us to return to the familiar. Then within that, the body will recalibrate itself with past feelings and emotions, thus the never-ending cycle, right? This is called chemical distress. We are literally programmed in our eternal being. We fucking got hacked. This is fucking crazy. So we have to break this cycle and then from then on decide, no, I'm going to take control of this. And this is who I want to be. You have to choose beyond your familiar feelings and then reach beyond. Thinking is not a body. Let me say that again. Thinking is a body, not a mind. For habits to permanently change, people must believe the change is feasible, right? Because if you don't believe it's feasible, you can cut yourself short and then all of a sudden be like, no, I can't do it. You've stopped yourself thus already. So start right there already. create some change that is feasible in your brain, and then go from there, and then push it to be uncomfortable for your new emotional habits. You know, and that does happen easier within a group or community or just one other person. You literally can bounce off ideas and change. And this is why a lot of successful people say you have to watch out your circle and who you're at, because it starts within a group setting, right? You can definitely do it by yourself solo, but it's definitely that much harder to invoke change, especially if you already are developing or carrying over your habits from before and you're identifying yourself as today as that same person. Think of it this way. New habits equals new self-identity. Keep finding the present moment and keep creating from that place. When you take your attention off your body, you become nobody. When you take your attention off of people, you become no one. If you take your attention off your life should turn into possibilities. If you focus on the known, what will you get? You get the known. You focus on the unknown and you create possibilities. When you get into the present moment, you get out of your own way. And with that, my beautiful people, let me thank you for tuning in today's podcast. My name is Lorian Mercado. Stay blessed, stay loved, and as always, I'll love you forever. I believe in you, baby. Let's go. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self Reflect podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at I Self Reflect and check out our shop at iselfreflect.com. That's iselfreflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.